Hey everybody, welcome to episode 92 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Good job, Ryan.
That's all I got.
Thumbs up.
I had a better one yesterday.
Hall and Oates, Ryan.
I can still swap that in. I have all your files, so if you want me to like put highlights from yesterday.
I don't remember what
show.
I said yesterday. I don't know.
There's also the usual Gabe Philbin and Dylan Rausch.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. Outstanding.
All right, what are we talking about?
E3!
Yay!
E3!
Again!
And movies.
Yeah, Gabe lost his audio file. See if you can't tell this time when we're saying the things we said yesterday with equal enthusiasm.
I think so.
Let's just leave that question unanswered.
So, E3, what are you most excited for?
Because
me, it's pretty obvious. Like
Nintendo!
Nintendo. Oh. I honestly think I'm most excited to see what Nintendo's got going on, too. Oh, this took a long time to bring up pictures of Paul Giamatti again.
We have to start early.
I want to hear Gabe re-explain when I say that I hope that they show what Retro's doing, and Javi insists that they won't. I need to hear Gabe try to rationalize how they can't let him down again. Tell us, Gabe, how there's no way they could fuck this up.
Well, there isn't. There isn't. Because we know 3D Mario's going to be there. Mm-hmm. We know Wind Waker's going to be there.
But Nintendo's not going to be there.
They'll be there, they just don't have a conference.
Oh, okay.
They have Nintendo Direct on June 11th. So, we'll see how that goes.
They're doing it the day after, the morning after.
Yeah, because every conference is on June 10th, and then Nintendo Direct's on June 11th.
So that they can steal everyone's thunder from the show floor.
I just looked at the schedule, and it's like, holy crap, Sony's going up at like 6 p.m. my time. So it'd be like
so it's
9.
Oh, shit, I can see that. I get to watch it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, Microsoft's is at 10 a.m. Pacific.
That's what I want to see. Oh, it's 10 a.m. Pacific? Oh, that means I can watch it at lunch again, like I did last time with the...
Oh, fuck you, Luigi.
With the reveal. I'm going to go to Buffalo... I went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Xbox One reveal, because that's the closest place to my office with free Wi-Fi.
Everyone there is watching sports and like baseball and boxing, and this fucking nerd here is watching video games.
I couldn't stream it from my hotspot because it would have ate up all the freaking bandwidth. And I would have been able to use it for like another month, but so that's why I had to go find some place that had actual Wi-Fi, and that's one of the closest places I know to my office with free Wi-Fi and decent food. So that's where I watched the Xbox One reveal.
Speaking of B-dubs, Ryan, you should try those bratwursts with the fried pickles on them.
Yeah.
Oh my god, those are delicious.
I should try those.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had a B-dubs near me. They don't exist.
Utah had, or at least northern Utah alone, has like 5 or 6 now.
Well, the funny thing is the one I went to from work is, it's closer to my office than my house, but it's not the one that I usually go to. And my office is really only like 7 miles from my house, so I have that many that close. At least those two that close.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
Well, that makes sense. I have 2 that are within 5 miles of me.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. Though the one in Riverdale has shitty service. I ordered a black lager and they brought me a Guinness.
And that was enough to... Dead to me! Entire
dead,
place.
Dead! Dead!
So as I was saying, Nintendo.
Right.
They... Like, I don't see how I can, like... How anyone could walk away from them like disappointed this time, because it seems like they're going to have everything we've wanted for the past 2 years.
Well, remember when we said that last year?
And
remember
when
that
we said that
the year before? Remember
when
we said that the year before?
We didn't say it 3 years ago.
No, we've said it repeatedly for years now.
Damn. Every year. I say it daily. Today's the day. Today is the day, Nintendo. And then nope.
And you know what we got out of them last year?
Guinness.
We got
Guinness when we wanted a Black Locker.
I feel like a purple Pikmin.
Yep.
Like, do purple Pikmin even mean anything?
Yeah, purple Pikmin are the big, fat ones.
I don't know. They're the ones that
eat. Charge.
So he was saying that he feels overweight.
He's insecure about his...
I feel overweight.
So, just like these new Pikmin. Check them out.
So what we know is going to be there is Mario Kart, 3D Mario.
You really think there's going to be a Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've said
they,
that.
They said it.
Did they?
Mario
really?
Kart, yeah. Mario Kart, 3D Mario.
Super Smash Brothers better be there.
I think Super Smash Brothers is going to be there. They said it was like they were like trying to get it in time.
Look, I think
you
that
guys...
Mario and Mario Kart will be playable on the show floor. Of course, Zelda will also. Smash Brothers is probably just going to be a trailer.
Hey, you guys know that New Leaf comes out next week.
I know.
That's awesome.
What the fuck is New Leaf?
Animal Crossing.
Oh.
That's apparently awesome.
Last
of Us reviews come out tomorrow.
Oh, good for them. I've already seen the road.
I'm gonna buy a 3DS. Oh, man. I hope that there's a redesign at E3.
Wait,
you're
caving?
That'll win.
Oh, I thought Javi was finally caving, but then you added that caveat.
Okay.
I hope there's a redesign.
Well,
at E3.
I'm gonna buy one. Come at least by the holiday. For
I thought
sure.
you were getting a Wii U.
I am. It's going to be a Nintendo Christmas, I tell you.
Woo.
Oh, cool. Are you going to have your
Mario
Christmas here?
Mario will rain from the sky. No, it'll be... I got to go to New York.
So. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool still. I was going to say, I'm going to be a homeowner at that time.
Oh, what? Like a house? Oh.
Surprise!
Oh.
Wait, what?
Merry Christmas.
You bought a home?
I'm going to.
Damn, what?
Oh. Surprise!
Surprise!
Surprise! Is that home in Seattle?
Yeah, it's probably should
not be. Yet. Not yet.
Well, don't buy a house.
A mortgage is cheaper than rent is, especially.
Yeah,
if
but it's also longer.
For...
Yeah, until you have to sell that bitch.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay.
Best of luck, sir.
Godspeed.
Houses are going really fucking cheap right now in the valley. Like 70,000.
This is the place.
That is pretty Ooh. Fucking cheap.
I know.
In this economy.
Anyways, Christmas in the Hamptons.
Nintendo Christmas.
The Hamptons.
Nintendo Christmas. I think as long as Nintendo shows what Retro's doing, as long as we see that.
I don't think they will.
I'll be happy. They have
no,
to.
No, Retro's got to be doing another
they
Metroid.
Have to.
I feel like they just keep that—they keep that shit under wraps for like 4 years, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, here's this." I don't know. I feel like Donkey Kong Country wasn't too long ago, and Retro is probably not going to reveal their projects for maybe another year. I'm totally down to be wrong on this one. That would be great, but I'm not holding my breath for it.
Like Reggie teased that we might see it. Like he. He, like, hinted that we might see it at some Jeff Keighley interview.
No one gives a shit about him.
Who, Reggie or
sorry.
Jeff Keighley?
Yeah, that one.
Reg Keighley.
Reg Keighley.
Reg Keighley. The purple Doritos. I feel like a purple Dorito.
Oh, no. Gotta wash it down with some Mountain Dew Code Purple.
Universes colliding. I can't think that Nintendo won't make me slightly happy this year. Like, I can't even imagine them failing to make me smile, like, once.
Gabe, happy in pants.
Yes. Gabe, you're putting a lot of faith in a company that's let us down for the last 4 years, 3 years.
Six.
Six years.
Well, if we see pretty Wind Waker, which we will, we see pretty Mario.
We see
Mario,
3D Mario, we see Mario Kart, we
will we get
see...
Bayonetta 2?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
Ooh.
We'll see. We might see Smash Brothers, we might see. Like, the farthest fetched thing, I think, is the next Zelda. I think that's the farthest. Like, I think that's the least likely.
I think we would get Majora's Mask on 3DS before a new.
Well, they're gonna have a 3DS lineup. Ready
don't they to... have another? Don't they? Aren't they doing a remake of Link to the Past?
It's a not
no,
a remake.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
And it looks
sequel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really
well, good. There we go. There's your next
sequel.
Zelda.
No. I mean, like the next Wii U Zelda.
Hmm. Wait, is, okay, so it's gonna be 3DS then.
Yeah.
You haven't seen
there's
it?
No, I haven't.
There's gameplay footage and everything, it looks great.
Yeah, huh. So that will be there.
You get to make see yourself that. Wall graffiti and slide around.
Yeah, it's like a...
Sideway.
Sideway, New York.
I never played that game, kinda wanted to.
It's pretty cool. That was our first episode of Dumbass, I was playing that, and screaming about it.
God, that was a long time ago. That was
almost a while
2 ago. Years. Yeah, almost 2 years ago.
It was
ago
back
now.
In Utah.
Because I was still in Australia. Damn, man. GTs.
Mm-hmm.
GTs.
Oh, that was episode two of Dumbass.
No, episode two was VGAs.
Oh, we didn't film episode one until I was back in Utah. That's right.
Yeah.
I thought I. Yeah, me and you talked about it. We
genesis of it.
Yeah,
was...
yeah. Me and
holy
you talking
shit!
At like 3 a.m.
It was the genesis of Dumbass was actually 2 years ago today.
Really?
Yeah.
Bullshit, asshole.
How do you know?
No, because I remember because I bought fucking Peggle at like 4 in the morning when Bobby and I were talking.
Yeah.
On the day that Dumbass was created, and it was June
God.
4th.
Why the fuck did you guys like Peggle so much?
Because it was stupid.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Thank you.
Everybody likes Plinko.
Plinko.
All right. Nintendo made Plinko.
Right. So what does Sony gotta show to make you like think they had a successful E3 to make you want a PS4 if you don't want one already?
I think they had a healthy games lineup for the most part. Some definite improvements to their, like, dashboard and the PS Store and shit. Maybe not worry about my system burning up every 3 years.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
I feel like failure rate should be something that's addressed this generation, because it kind of sucked for this one, unless you had a Wii.
Yeah, I still have my original Wii, but my PlayStation 3, I'm on my second one now, after fixing my first one like 5 times.
I'm on my third 360 in
that's
first place.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know, I feel like that's not gonna be something they'll talk about too much.
Because
they probably didn't fix it too much.
Yeah, most likely. Consoles just don't last as long anymore.
Well, they have so much, like, they're a lot hotter.
So much
more
full of technology.
Full of technology. Like,
maybe we should
like,
cut it
back. There's like 3
then.
Tony Hawk ride boards in a PS3. Maybe 4. But from Sony, I want to see the new, whatever else Naughty Dog's working on.
Fanboy.
And... like, gameplay of Infamous, the new Infamous, because... And also that guy that was like, I was beat up by police officers.
God.
But what if I had superpowers?
Wait, what?
The director
when Infamous was revealed, Infamous Second Son, he, like, gave this monologue about how he was, like, beat up at some protest by police officers, and then said... But what if you had superpowers?
He's dead serious.
I didn't see this.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
The guy was so serious too. Like his eyes were watering and stuff. It's like, okay. Oh, man. Awkward.
It was rough. Yeah, I want to see gameplay of that because I like him.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
What if you had superpowers like 2 months ago?
There'd be a couple of dead robbers, I tell you that much.
Damn.
Man, yeah. that guy spoke to the Ryan in all of us.
Yes.
Apparently the new character in Infamous, his powers are based around smoke, which I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't sound very awesome. Like smoke is just
it sounds shit like
that
a
makes
tech
you
demo.
Cough.
You're going to make those police officers cough.
Yeah,
enjoy cancer.
Give mad bronchitis and black lung.
It's not that it's based around smoke. It's just smoking. Like, that's his superpower. He whips out a pack of cigarettes. He knows how to pack them real well.
When the main character broke out of the mines after killing Homer's dad and went black to... Lung.
Then somebody gets him an e-cig and that gets over.
He went to Infamous.
The final boss is just the e-cig CEO.
He was like, I'm going to go to Infamous City.
Like, oh
fuck
no.
Po-po.
It's just water vapor.
Oh yeah, it's taking place in Seattle.
Yeah, it's taking place in Infamous City.
It's really exciting because like all the streets look like they're being represented. Hopefully it's like super accurate.
So Javi, are you going to like sit outside Rachel's apartments in the game?
Yeah. You mean my apartment?
Your apartment?
You mean my apartment? Not the same one, but different one.
Yeah, Gabe's gonna live down the street.
Oh, you mean that cardboard box on the corner?
Hopefully there's
Gabe's homeless!
But what if I had superpowers?
You could still be homeless.
Oh, man. I think it'll be interesting to see how Sony like paces and balances out their conference because they're probably going to show a Last of Us trailer. They have to show off some stuff for Vita. I mean, they should. They didn't last year.
I think they're going to.
They had to
ignore the Vita.
They're going to do a huge chunk of their show. Maybe even like a fourth of their show is going to be all about indie developers because they look like they're really trying to push that home.
They realize that's a thing?
Well, they're aggressively like trying to get everybody...
And they should realize that Microsoft took a misstep with that, mm-hmm. with the whole indie development, so...
Might as well grab that market now.
Yeah. I think they should also like say openly, like, we had a strategy for used games, but we're gonna scrap it.
Yeah!
Like, I think they should say that...
Brilliant!
They thought about doing it.
I don't think that they can make that choice because it's gonna piss off every
the
publisher. You can't piss off all the publishers.
Well, EA's not implementing those online codes anymore.
And do you know why? Because the consoles are doing it for them.
Going to do it for them, but
they don't have
what
to
if Sony's just
thing.
Like, psych, that's the wrong code.
Then
people wouldn't
support.
Publish for them.
Yeah.
It's sad that the industry is going in this direction now.
But, hey, you know what? That might be, I don't think it would ever happen just because everybody wants to play it safe. But if you had balls, you'd do that and you'd take the initial hit, but consumers would thank you for it and it might pay off and you might just sell double or triple the consoles of the other.
Well, Sony just has such a big opportunity to become the favorite. The crowd favorite this year. Because Microsoft is just automatically hated by everybody, and even if they have awesome PR at E3, I don't think it will matter.
I don't know, Gabe. I notice a lot of stuff in this industry. We're very... We don't like our own consumer rights very much.
Well, part of the problem with that is, I mean, I would love to own things, but I also can't take my truck and copy it infinite number of times and distribute it, like, in seconds.
Ryan, I would download a car.
You could let your buddy... You can give your buddy your keys and let him drive your truck to McDonald's real quick. without having to like have him buy a copy of your truck.
Yeah, but or, but the
see, but it has a copy of Ryan's registration in it.
The video game industry that doesn't the video game industry has long since, or at least pirates have long since blown that trust, you know. And I don't think it's as big of a problem as they make it out to be, but you have to keep the people that make software for your console happy. And if they say it's a problem, then
I think piracy isn't so much the issue. It's the used games is what they're looking at.
But I think I think one influences the other. Like I think they're interconnected.
I don't think that GameStop disappearing will stop pirators. Like
No. Well, I guess what I'm saying is the controls they're putting in place are both. Like it can kind of be a catch-all, and the pirates are always going to find a way.
I think they're more showing it as against piracy, but it like piracy. If no matter what,
oh my god, it's so widespread.
there will always be piracy.
Yeah,
like there's always going to be a new way to get around something. Yeah. And well, I think realizing that, and they're trying to pitch it against piracy, but it's actually against the used games.
Well, I think one affects the other because it's if you're going to say that piracy is affecting your shit, then you're maybe punishing the wrong people by going after the used games, because now you're saying, okay, well, people can pirate this, so we've got to sell as many as we can, and we don't need two places where our money can be taken from us, you know.
The thing is, the game industry,
we can't stop piracy, so let's stop this other thing.
Yeah, the game industry treats anyone who doesn't buy day one at full price like a fucking second class, consumer.
Yeah,
which is bullshit. What other industry does that?
Right, but that goes back to the point where I'm saying where they're kind of interconnected. Where if so many people could steal your game, then yeah, if go back to the car now, if I could clone my truck an infinite number of times and just hand it out to people, then yeah, the car industry would probably be a little bit pissed at people selling their cars or buying used than buying a new car. Like it's a problem that has to be handled different than every other industry, because it is digital and it is so easy to distribute these things like that. Like you're dealing with software, you're dealing with something that's not material.
I mean, it's probably a million times easier to copy and distribute a movie or an MP3.
Yeah, well, they've started putting shit on those too.
And there's DRM on everything. And now we got streaming services.
Ryan, like you can still play your copy of Fast Five on any DVD player.
I don't know that the DVD industry is doing that well either.
Or Blu-ray player, whatever.
I don't. Maybe they're not making as big a fuss, but I don't think they're doing that well. I don't think DVD and Blu-ray sales are like really maintaining.
It's all going to streaming.
All that shit makes more sense. Like they can make their money there. Like they've got. They put out a DVD, but they're making all their money by selling the rights to Netflix.
Yeah, if the game industry has such a huge fucking problem with used sales, piracy, whatever you want to fucking borrowing hobby's disc, then why not? I know they started digital sales, but why not push it more and more? Look at Steam. Offer an incentive for buying it digitally over buying a physical copy. Give me a fucking reason I should buy it that way.
From what I've understood, is that you are buying a physical copy, but that copy is a placebo. Like you're actually just buying a registration code.
And yeah, then, you're buying a license.
So
it
is what you're talking about. It's Steam.
Which is horseshit.
Steam with a fake disc.
Yeah, Xbox is doing exactly what Steam's doing, but no one gets mad at Steam because Steam has these like stupid sales where you can get Alan Wake for $1 or $3, like things like that. That's how you get people to be okay with this.
Yeah, the pricing scheme is good. Well, that's something they haven't discussed too heavily.
Here's the second part of the Steam thing, Gabe. Steam doesn't treat us like a criminal for buying it cheaper or whatever.
Well, I mean, they treat you to a criminal to the same extent anyone else does. It's downloaded to your hard drive, and you can't do anything else with it. Like, They treat you the exact same way. It's just everyone accepts it because it was cheap.
And everyone loves Valve.
Yeah, exactly.
Good Look, graces get you pretty far.
You can make the argument a million times. Well, PC gamers have been dealing with this for a long time, and that's...
Yeah, that doesn't make it okay. Bitches. Yeah.
Yeah, but like I think there's always been a difference between PC gamers and console gamers, whether you want to admit it or not. And whether we can stop it or not is... I don't think we can.
You can't. It's stupid. Why waste the resources
but I think it's
on a hemorrhaging wound?
I completely understand with someone that would be like, look, console gaming has always been like this, and I don't like that it's not anymore. I totally understand.
Yeah. I don't like the direction it's going, but I can kind of understand why they're doing it. And I think the reasons they're doing it is a relatively small portion of the big picture, but for whatever reason, they decided to make it the issue and the big deal.
I think this could also segue into what we talked about yesterday with the lack of creativity over... That's part of it, right there. No one wants to buy a reskin of the latest...
this is being incredibly optimistic, but let's hope that this makes sure that used game sales are gone, so developers make way more money off of products that maybe weren't as successful, you know? So you'll make way more money than you would have before, and hopefully that encourages more creativity and risk-taking. So that's a positive that can come from this.
Well, I also hope.
I also had this idea, and I want to see what you guys think about it, because, you know, we have all these studios that open, and they get out a game, and then they close, and, you know, you've got these cycles like this, and, you know, people are like, I mean, sometimes that's the argument used for trying to, you know, stop used games or stop piracy or whatever. Like, they feel like they're losing a lot of money from these types of things. I feel like sometimes this is an industry that's trying to make itself grow faster than the demand allows. There are so many companies trying to. Everyone wants to make a video game. Like I can see it's a fun industry. Like you see news publications that, you know, that IGN lays off a bunch of people. Like I think the industry as a whole is trying to force growth that isn't, like, that there's no market for yet. Like you get all these indie devs popping up and trying to put out a game, and you know what? There could be, if 100 awesome games came out in 1 month, I would want to play all of them, but I can't.
I'm going to buy
like two or three, and that's it. And that leaves 98 other people sitting there going, well, what about, our game's really good, though. Well, yeah, people only have
Why
so much time.
Why aren't we selling?
Oh, people only have so much time and so much money. Because I think, I mean, you see studios close after making a indie game that's pretty fucking good, you know, and it still just doesn't make them enough money. And I think it's an industry that's just trying to force growth when there isn't any.
I got a good analogy for you, Ryan. So I go to the 7-Eleven stop, and I grab my cup, and I go to the soda machine, and I start pouring myself a big tall glass of Call of Duty. And then it just starts pouring some Battlefield in there and some War. What's the other one?
Halo.
Halo.
Middle of Honor.
And it's just overflowing, and I'm like, oh, stop it. Stop
I can't
it.
Drink all this.
I can't. I don't want diabetes.
I've only got one cup. My cup runneth over.
And then I just pour it out, and I'm like, I'll just drink my Call of Duty here.
Yeah, I guess, yes, that's a good analogy.
That's, like, perfect, man.
Fucking 7-Eleven stop.
Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, 7-Eleven sells video games.
They really do.
I think something that backs up what Ryan just said about there just not being enough room for all of these games is
we're oversaturated.
What's happening with Zynga? Because they are constantly closing down studio after studio. And they just closed OMG Pop, the Draw Something studio, which they bought for $200 million a year ago.
Jesus.
Money well
Christ.
Spent.
Did anyone actually buy any of the coins and Draw Something?
I didn't.
I don't think so. No.
People
did. Does anyone know anyone who did?
Nope.
Probably Surge. Surge has, like, every dinosaur in Jurassic Park, the touch game, which is insane because...
Surge!
They're impossible to unlock all of those. Like, it takes months and months.
Surge, what are you doing?
He has a T-Rex, which is, like, $20 or something.
Yeah, he has a T-Rex?
Yeah. One of the Zynga offices they closed was in Austin. Maybe this was too soon, but I was asking my buddies. You know, we have, like, my friends who live in Austin. We kind of email daily. It's like, hey, you guys don't know anyone who works at Zynga there? Because they might be looking for a place to stay real soon. And my buddy Josh is like, I think my neighbor works there. And instantly everyone on the email list emailed back at the same time worked. Kind of fucked up, I know.
Asterisk work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang, that, yo.
Yeah, that well, I think they also took a lot of chances with, like, yeah, they were trying to, like, that's like a little micro economy there where they were just trying to grow huge on their own, and they really overexpanded way too fast. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh shit, everyone kind of sees that we're just cloning games. And they don't want to. Yeah. They don't want to buy our dumb coins anymore.
Who was? Remember when Facebook bought Sepia Tone for like $3 billion?
It's not like they're buying the people that use it more than they're buying like
the actual app.
Yeah, yeah, I mean it's like Yahoo buying Tumblr. Like, there's nothing on Tumblr
users
that they actually bought. Yeah, they get all these people, all these users.
And instantly all that ad revenue.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's assuming that they're going to go that route. Like, so far, so good. They said that they're trying their best not to ruin it. But, I think Tumblr doesn't really have ads, right?
I don't know. I don't go there.
I don't think it does, yeah.
Godzilla bankroll! Tumblr.com.
But it's just kind of weird that like these companies are spending millions and millions of dollars to buy these things that don't really do anything. Like they don't like Instagram. Like it's just a collection of photographs. But what you're actually buying is the users. Yeah.
Okay, that makes that
totally different.
$3 billion.
I know,
so.
I know. But that tells you like how many people must be using it and. I don't know, I guess it gives you the power to reach that many people if you need to.
Yeah, I suppose so. I believe they bought it before they went public, right?
I don't know.
Anyways. You know, that conversation we had last night about Banjo and Call of Duty, that was a pretty good conversation.
I know, no one will ever hear it.
Well, let's, yeah, I think Gabe, let's rehash that.
I was going to say, I think Gabe should maybe re-up them just without him. Because he didn't... Oh.
Yeah, I don't think I... said much during that.
Yeah, just re-up those conversations. That way we don't have to reiterate what we said during this podcast, but still get what we had to
and
say
then we
out
get
there.
Like a 2-hour podcast.
Oh man.
No.
One of them with some weird empty blank spaces where Gabe was talking.
Gabe can just like add like Microsoft Sam. Just yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm curious to see what other when you hear this, like, make a comment because like that's the whole overgrowth or forced overgrowth of the industry. Like, I'm really curious to see what other people think about that because you know I just hear a lot of game journalists talking about oh it's sad that this studio is closing and yeah it is but it's also kind of like the industry's fault. Like they're trying too hard. They're trying to do too much.
That too. How many people do we know that are like I want to get into games?
Exactly.
Want to get. This is a really, really popular career
Ryan,
track.
Ryan,
no offense, Gabe, I'm just...
A problem is, like, you have companies like Activision and EA and Ubisoft who pump out a large amount of the games out there, you know, good and bad.
Right.
And so, like, let's say you want to be a developer, like, are you suggesting, like, well... These guys have so much of the industry covered. Let's just let. There's no room for us. Let's just let them run everything.
No,
like,
people should. No, I'm not even saying that these indie developers are the problem. Like, I'm not calling them a problem. It's, I don't know, I just think people should be less surprised when this stuff happens, because there's not a market for all of this. Yeah. There's way more supply than demand.
Well, I think a big part of the problem also is everybody wants to cram their titles into the holiday season or just after, and like, there's a whole year there, guys. Like, nobody wants to spread their shit out.
Like, yeah, we do get some people giving us some weird release windows.
Yeah, I mean, in the last month, what came out?
Yeah. Fuse! That game that no one notices!
See, then you release generic shit like Fuse, and it's like, no one cares.
Yeah, there could have been a bunch of good indie titles that, instead of like all releasing at the same time, or like next to Call of Duty, they could be releasing them now when... Mm-hmm. No one has anything else to buy.
And say we get the worst kind of game, mediocrity.
Unfortunately, for smaller developers, when your game comes out is often not up to you. At least, like, from what I understood from, like, watching Indie Game, like, they were told when you're going to be posted on Xbox Live and all that. It's like, that sucks. Like, what if you're like, I want to release this in the summer. Nothing's coming out in the summer. We think we would have a better chance. It's like, no, too bad.
Well, the other problem some of them have is, as soon as it's done, they have to get it out because they need the money.
Yeah.
Like, they need to get that income right then. So it's less dictated by, okay, here's our launch day, as much as, oh shit, it's done, go. Like, especially like the developers who don't have an Xbox Live to worry about, you know, maybe someone who's going on Steam or distributing it themselves on their site or whatever.
I've played Game Dev Story. I'm pretty sure I have a good handle on how it works. So
I'm amazed that Battle Block Theater was allowed to, like, just take 5 years to, you know, they took their fucking time to release that game.
Because it's Behemoth, and Castle Crashers has been in, like, the top 10 selling games on Xbox Live since it came out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good graces. They'll get you everywhere.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, you guys, you know, do what you gotta do.
That's what I'm saying. Building a good reputation is what it's about. Build a good reputation, release something unique, capture a market that hasn't been oversaturated.
Yeah. Well, it sucks for developers like the people that made Orcs Must Die, when the Behemoth can just sit over there and do whatever, and then their game is ready to go, and they're like, we kind of want to get paid, we kind of want to sell games, and they're like, we'll get to you, just fucking...
Hold on, we'll get there.
Just hold.
Actually, I really, really liked Orcs Must
Die. Yeah, so did I. That game was awesome.
The thing is, like, when you compare other companies to the Behemoth is two people.
Yeah.
So it's a lot cheaper.
Is it really only two of them?
Yeah.
Dan Paladin and...
You see the animation in Castle Crashers?
Oh, they did the Alien... They did
Alien Hominid.
Yeah, I loved that game on Newgrounds. Mm-hmm. Didn't they release that, like, on Xbox Live?
Mm-hmm.
Was it on Xbox Live?
Alien Hominid HD.
I remember on
PS2.
I just remember it from Newgrounds.
It was on Xbox Live, though, yeah.
I didn't know those guys were developing,
but I guarantee they got a lot more employees testing and making little tiny dolls of Castle Crashers figures.
I remember when Alien Hominid came out on GameCube, and like it was so unprecedented. Like, these guys from Newgrounds, these little Flash developers,
are on a
legit Nintendo console. I was like, what?
They had some great fucking shit.
Yeah.
Alien Hominid's fucking hard.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
You can't see the bullets. Like,
no.
And I don't really like the game. I like how it looks, but I don't like playing it. But more power to it.
I love Castle Crashers, and Battle Block is really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And they both Battle Block and Castle Crashers have really good soundtracks.
I've bought Castle Crashers 3 times now.
I've bought it. Technically, I've bought Castle Crashers 5 times. Because I bought a 4-pack.
Oh. Did you gift me it? Or did I buy it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I only bought it twice.
Get on my level.
Thanks, Gabe. I know you're poor and all.
Yeah, that was probably. That definitely contributed.
Oh, it's alright, we'll play Final Fantasy 13 for food. I did buy you Okami to repay you, by the way.
You did? Oh shit.
You still haven't played it, you motherfucker.
Hey, we haven't played Castle Crashers.
I know. Yeah,
yeah, we did.
Yeah. Once.
We played it once.
Yep. We played it.
On what?
PC.
Yeah. PC.
Gabe bought it for all of us.
And I had a broken controller.
He didn't get it from me.
No, but I got you Guns of Icarus, so be quiet.
Damn, Gabe, you're a man of the people.
Did you get it, or did someone, you won it or something, didn't you?
No, I got a 4-pack of Guns of Icarus.
Jesus. Why?
Gabe is such a, just a charitable individual.
It was on sale. I was getting people Christmas presents.
He's trying to get on the side.
Well, I got Gabe Battle Blocks, so there.
Yeah. There you go.
It's not, nothing will ever beat me and Javi buying each other Castlevania.
A Della Rosa always pays his debts.
Yeah.
Javi, I got you Castlevania. Dylan, I got you Castlevania. Neat.
Alright, so finally, Microsoft. What do you want to see from Microsoft?
Games.
Just show me the games.
Fucking games. They got the console bit down. They just need to have games instead of relying on the same 3 games to carry them through this next generation.
Yeah, I just want to see what these exclusives are going to be. And I feel like that's what we're going to see. That's what they're saying that we're going to see. Yeah. So I don't know, like, there's not a lot to say about what I hope for. It's just I want to see these things that no one knows what they are, you know. 15 exclusives, 8 new IPs. Okay, just show them to me. Let's have a look.
And one of them better be Banjo, and it better be Banjo.
Banjo 3E with the old rarity.
The leak of Banjo, it said it was Banjo-Kazooie, like Grunty's land.
Gruntilda's.
Yeah, it's like Grunt. I can't remember. It wasn't called Banjo 3E, though. Which, makes sense, because it's been, like, a decade.
10 years.
Over a decade.
No, more like 17 years.
It hasn't been 17 years.
Mid-90s, dude.
Banjo-Tooie came out in, like...
1998?
No, it came out in, like,
check
2000.
Check it, son.
Oh, so it came out in 2000, so 13 years ago?
Yeah. No matter
Gabe,
what,
you were
it's
sucking
over
on
a decade.
Some...
It's over a decade. 2000. Get
Whatever.
On my level.
I don't want to get on your level, Gabe. You were in your diapers then.
How long do you think people are in diapers for?
I don't know. You're a babby. Ryan's your pappy.
Sometimes I still wear diapers. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's wrong, Ryan.
It's more convenient.
I shipped my...
I can shit my pants
now.
I shit my bed.
Where'd Avi go?
I'm here.
Oh, I just thought you disappeared.
But like I said last night, that people haven't heard from Microsoft. I just want to see the range of games they're going for, because out of Microsoft Studios, we haven't really seen
anything
like a range, like a. On like a variety of things since like Viva Pinata.
What do you think Destiny is going to be on?
I think that's going to be Sony. I think it's going to show off Sony. Yeah.
Destiny?
Bungie.
No, they're not going to. No way. Microsoft is going to. It'll be there, but they've already talked about how it's supposed to like be well integrated with Xbox Live and all that shit. Like I'm willing to bet they're more on Microsoft's team than Sony's.
Just because
of the way the online's going to work and with their whole
slap
new live system.
How about, Ryan, how about when you buy it, you just get it for PC like a good person?
Okay. Maybe. We'll see.
Good.
Okay.
Bow your head.
And let the good grief music play.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get, like, Kung Fu... Ragdoll Kung Fu 2.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
I'm gonna find you.
Please.
I hate that game.
Yep.
It was it's still installed on my PlayStation.
I deleted
PlayStation.
It because every time I would scroll by it, that music would give me a headache.
You would fall asleep with that.
Fucking Sprint gave away that game. I was like, holy crap, free game? That's amazing.
Free game!
Yep.
It sure was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just so everyone can hear it this time, my bold prediction of E3 is going to be at the EA press conference when DICE comes out. They're going to show off Battlefield 4, then they're going to fake the walk off, and Mirror's Edge 2 is going to be shown.
It's going to be exactly.
And then Javi and I said it's going to be exact opposite, and actually not even that dramatic. It's just going to be. Mirror's Edge 2. Okay, now here's Battlefield 4.
Mirror's Edge 2 is going to be playing. How can it be the opposite if Mirror's Edge 2 hasn't been confirmed, but Battlefield 4 has? You can't fake a walk-off for
That's why I'm saying there's not going to be a fake walk-off. It's going
to
be the opposite.
But there has to be a fake walk-off.
It's going to be the opposite, only not near as dramatic. It's going to be... here's a list of games. In that list of games is going to be Mirror's Edge 2. It's going to be like, let's talk about Battlefield 4 now, and then that's going to be the rest.
Gabe, the trailer's going to start, and Faith is going to be running, and then there's going to be a drop, and it's going to be like, oh.
and then she's going to have a fucking Gatling gun just mowing fuckers down.
Oh, sick drop.
Battlefield 4 and Mirror's Edge take place in the same universe.
And Mirror's Edge 2 is DLC for Battlefield 4.
Oh, no.
You remember that scene from Live Free and Die Hard where Bruce Willis is running on a plane? Mirror's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
And then Faith drives a car out of the front of a cargo plane, a la Fast and Furious 6.
And Gabe really loved running along walls, but what if you could blow up those walls with Semtex?
And then just run through them with a gun. Shoot things.
That's generally.
Do you like running along tanks, Gabe?
Like,
how do you
that
feel about
in...
sitting in one place? How about that? Sorry, Dylan?
Nothing. Go.
Oh, I'm done.
I'm done too.
Oh.
And that's going to do it for episode 92.
No, we got to go through our questions.
No.
Do lightning through, because we got some more ones. So, are you guys excited for State of Decay? Asked Justin Doss. No.
That was no, because we didn't know what it was.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was. Then we
and,
looked
then
it
I,
up
and then I heard there was zombies, and I was like, no. Double no.
What games are you excited for from the Summer of Arcade?
We don't know any of them.
We don't know any of them.
So, next.
Not State of Decay, if that's one of them.
If you feel bad that we're blowing through these, it's because we already answered them last night. We're tired.
It's been like half an hour.
So now we're condensing our long drawn out answers down into just no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aside from Fast and Furious, what is Paul Walker's best movie?
Running Scared.
Yeah. And Joyride.
Candy cane.
Yes, you can get a birthday shout out on the podcast. Happy birthday, Justin.
You're late again.
You're even later than you were yesterday.
Yeah.
A wizard is never late, Dylan.
He arrives.
Nor is he early. He arrives precisely when he means to. Okay, Prototype asks, assuming you buy one of the two consoles at launch, which games will you buy for it?
Bayonetta 2, because I'm not buying the two consoles, I'm buying a Wii U.
I need to know what's going to be out at launch.
Just I think what we did yesterday, we assumed everything that's been shown will be out at launch.
Oh. Well, then we said, so FIFA and...
Forza.
They actually did say Forza Mac? Would be a launch title.
Javi said Madden. John Madden.
Dude, football. Killzone. Mirror's Edge 2, obviously.
Shut up, Gabe. It's not coming out ever.
Man.
Take that!
In your opinion, what is the best thing to come out of Japan? Anything.
Movies.
Nintendo. I think we all kind of agreed on that.
I said Miyazaki because...
Miyazaki's also a good answer.
Because we got Castle of Cagliostro from him.
Cool.
Lupin the Third, motherfucker.
Cool.
I still don't get how it's pronounced Lupin. It's spelled Lupin.
Yep.
Fuck if I know, dude.
I'm changing my answer to Naruto.
Ugh.
I'm changing my answer to Love That Goku.
But he didn't come from Japan. No, he but it's because Ecuador, of him.
That, because it's because of Japan that we have him.
Oh, okay.
So in a sense, he came out of it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay.
What movies are you excited for next year?
James Bond and James Bond. The hit sequel to Twins, Triplets.
With Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Yep. Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Eddie Murphy.
That's going to be the worst comedy trio ever seen. Maybe we can get like a Hangover movie just with those three.
I'd watch that.
Maybe have Fran Drescher in it.
Do you think PlayStation will change the PSN pricing structure in the next generation?
No,
because Microsoft isn't, and I think Sony wants to keep it free, because that's just like a bullet point of PSN.
They're doing good with the optional pay.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Well, it sounds like they are, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would they keep it going if it wasn't successful?
What is one game that there is no chance of being shown or announced at E3? Don't you guys dare say Mirror's Edge 2.
Half-Life 3.
I think we all agree that's got to be the one. Half-Life 3. The people are going to be like, come on. It's going to be like, nope.
I could see it happening, but I mean, it's not.
No, you can't. This is like saying, what was it that you were saying?
That Nintendo's not going to disappoint us.
Well, isn't Valve like not going to be there anyway?
Valve's not going to be there, so. But I mean, they could still announce things there.
Yeah.
We're going to get Portal 3 before Half-Life 3, and then I'm going to go lay my head on the freeway and just wait for the inevitable.
What, there to be a really bad traffic pileup?
Yeah. I would walk away then. Just walk away.
Rachel asks, regardless of the individual specs for each, do you think you'll end up buying the newest of the system you already own? So if you have a PS3, you'll get a PS4. If you have a 360, you'll get a 1.
Consumer whores who bought all the
But
systems.
I think we all also agreed that kind of like our prime system is going to be what we buy first.
Yes.
So
PS4.
Mean PC?
Well, yeah.
It's not an option.
I'm going to buy a 1 first, more than likely. I'll end up with both of them, but I'll buy the Xbox
I want
first.
To end up with both of them, but I'll get a 1 or a PS4 first.
I might eventually buy one of those consoles, which will probably be whatever one that you guys all bought. What? And then...
Which sounds like it's going to be both.
No, I'll only get one of them then.
He'll get one of them.
Dylan's teasing. He's teasing the future.
whatever one that most of you guys have.
Any interest on the new Deadpool game? Asked Justin Doss.
Nope. Not really.
No.
I don't even know. Isn't it coming out soon?
I think so.
Wait, what?
I haven't seen Deadpool. I don't think I've even seen gameplay from it.
Oh, I've seen gameplay. I agree with Max Scoville completely. Like, it looks like a not super polished game, but it looks like it looks like one of those games that would be like rated 7.5, but you could still have a lot of fun with it. I don't think it's going to be like a great game, but it'll probably be an okay game.
Is it going to be so okay it's bad? Kind of like Fuse, where it's so passable that it's bad?
I mean, I'm not a big fan of personality in it. Like
I mean, the writing and comedy, and it breaks the fourth wall. It does all the Deadpool shit. So, like, that's what I'd be there for.
Okay.
Visually, there's nothing to write home about, which is a shame. I think if they went for, like, a cel-shaded kind of Ultimate Spider-Man and Shattered Dimensions look, like, I think the game would be a million times more appealing, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think it could be fun.
Okay.
I like this question.
You would.
Also because it's a new one that we haven't answered yet.
You would.
Secret Tunnel asks, what is something that you don't want to be announced at E3, but you think might be?
Dragon Age 3. I hope that fucking franchise just dies. I hope BioWare finally just kicks the bucket, finally.
There's gonna be one of those, and there's gonna be a Bio or a fucking Mass Effect spinoff.
Mm-hmm. Mass Effect dance party. It's just gonna be up in the club.
Hold on to your butts.
Dancing with them, Asari.
All those franchises.
Better with Connect.
By the way, guys, I talked about how much I hated the Old Republic, and I downloaded it to play it. I was right. My assumptions were correct. God, it's so fucking clunky. I went right back to Star Trek. I was like, nope.
He says retro making Donkey Kong Country Returns 2. I'm gonna agree with that one.
God, I definitely hope they don't announce that. Oh,
because that's because that doesn't. As long as it's not retro.
Yeah, because that does not fall under the category of it's something people have wanted for a long time. People since Donkey Kong Country, people have wanted a sequel to the return of Donkey Kong Country.
You know what they're working on? They're working on Star Fox.
I hope so. That'd be cool. I would definitely be okay with that.
I know you would.
I hope it's not all in the cockpit.
Hey, Ryan, it's gonna be Star Fox Adventures 2.
I hope it's so. I hope it's like a good Stairfax Temperatures and a good Star Fox 64.
Did you say Stairfax?
Stairfax Temperatures.
Why would you... Whatever.
Show me the Stairfax.
I can't remember.
You want to buy this R-Wing? Yeah, show me the Stairfax.
I'm gonna go with Uncharted 4. I don't want
Uncharted
4.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. That one I don't think is going to be shown.
I want it to brew more in people, so people stop thinking Uncharted 3 is just the best thing that's ever happened to the PS3.
You know what I'm happy about?
What?
Resistance is dead forever.
Oh my god.
That's so great. Resistance was really? Never good. The second one was the best, and it was not that good.
Which is funny, because everyone says... Nah, I didn't play the third one, but everyone says the second one was the worst.
I know, and they're wrong.
I was like, I thought the weapons were a little more entertaining.
And it was more colorful, and more... Everything about it was better than the first one. It's just like with Killzone 2 and Killzone 3. People say Killzone 2 is better. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, the third one's the best Resistance, but it's still not that good. The best part of it is when your son, his last words to you.
My son!
Daughter!
And it's like, every time we say that, I think I'm exaggerating. And then I think, I watch the clip. And no, we're not.
You're gonna have to link me that, Gabe. I wanna see.
I'll try to find it.
Yeah, I want to see that too.
I want Naughty Dog. Maybe another Jack game. I want more of. I want something to fill my Ratchet and Clank void.
Which show's never gonna get filled again because they're gonna make Ratchet and Clank hyper realistic.
Could you imagine if Jack 4 played like Uncharted, where you had the cover system and it aimed nicely, like with dual stick instead of the horrible, like wherever you're facing, you fire.
I think it would be
nicer.
I wish they would go back to something similar to the first one.
Oh, me too, of course, but I don't think they're going to.
But... I have the collection, and I tried playing 2 and 3, and I hate number 2, and I barely tolerate number 3.
Well, just think about it, like, if they're gonna force you to use like guns, then
at least make it
if
work.
If it controlled like Uncharted but looked like HD Jack and Daxter, that would be really interesting.
Yeah,
I think it'd be interesting.
Like, instead of the like Uncharted platforming, it was like the Jack platforming.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
That would be like it'd be a lot like Ratchet and Clank then.
Yeah,
actually, yeah, I would be happy with them making it a lot like Ratchet and Clank.
See, Dylan, exactly what you said about the Jack collection is exactly how I feel about the Sly collection. But I've accepted that something like Sly 1 will just never happen again.
Yeah, I didn't even get the Sly 3, but Sly 2 is just tedious. Like I like Sly 2 more than Jack 2 for sure. But
yeah, I don't hate Sly 2, but
it's not as good. I can't even imagine
how people think it's better. No, I get why people think it's better.
I was gonna say I don't understand your guys' viewpoint on that.
It's basically like you like Jack 1 because it's pure. It's a 3D platformer.
That's what you guys feel about Sly.
It's a 3D platformer collectathon, and then
it's
Sly
pure
1
and kind of broken.
Jack 1? No, not at all.
Dylan's favorite
actually,
kinds of games. Yeah, I don't know.
No,
I don't
actually,
know. I never
Jack
played them.
1 is hyper polished.
Yeah.
No.
To me, it's a lot like the jump between Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
Yeah.
Too much, maybe too much to do.
Throwing in, like,
not really too much to do, clutter. But just, like, yeah, it's less focused. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of, you need to walk to this area and do this.
See, I felt like you were more of a thief and that the environments were less, they were more connected. They weren't just a random swamp in the middle of this, like, weird-ass base. It felt kind of like how Mario is, where the levels don't really make sense, but Mario covers it up by having each level be a painting. Where it's like, why is there a snow thing connected to this castle?
But yeah, oh, well, it's a painting. Well, I like defined levels more than a giant environment with different missions within that environment. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say you guys should both try Thieves in Time.
I'm going to eventually, but
yeah,
it's
pretty cool.
But it's
like it.
It's Sly 2.
It is. It's not a lot like Sly 3. It's more like Sly 2 again.
I also miss the one hit deaths. That put so much weight on like everything you did.
Well, and I like.
It gave you a reason to be stealthy.
Yeah.
I like being Sly Cooper, the title character. Like, if the next 3D Mario was like, all right, you're Mario, but then there's all these Luigi missions, and there's all these Toad missions, and like, and you have to play as them to get through the game, that sucks. I just want to be Mario. It's a Mario game.
See, I liked playing as Bentley, and because you were planning a heist, so you were doing each step of the heist to plan for the big ending, where you played as Sly.
Mm-hmm.
I liked doing all that. A lot of the mini games though were really hit and miss.
Especially everything that had to do with Murray.
He didn't have any mini games. Bentley did.
He had the driving, or was that Sly 3?
The Murray.
The Murray.
In Sly 3 he had he could turn into the big bouncing ball. Yeah.
I can't keep up with everything.
Well, that sounds pretty stupid.
Yeah. Sly 3 was not an improvement over 2. Which means you guys all hate it.
Yeah, Sly 3 was... Ugh.
I liked Sly 3, just not as much as Sly 2. Okay.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Something... We were answering questions.
We would like to play.
Yeah, we were answering questions. But something I just thought of, I think it'd be cool if, like, since Sony's kind of pushing this whole indie game thing, if they did something similar to, like, Steam Greenlight, where you, like, pitch your game, and then if enough people, like, pledge to buy it, like, I think that'd be huge. It
seems like some of these indie developers haven't been too crazy about Greenlight, though.
Well, yeah, because Greenlight's kind of faulty and, like, it's really hard to find things.
Right.
Like it's kind of like the App Store on the iPhone.
Right.
Like, unless you know what you're looking for, you are going to have a hard time finding
it. And people sure love their Slender reskins.
Oh my god. And those are always in the front.
And I don't even like the base game. It's based off of it. But yeah, we love that.
What is it, like Slender, but you have Mickey Mouse chasing you or something?
Yeah, it's like Slender HD and Slender, like Source.
But didn't like the real version of Slender come out like a couple months ago?
Yeah, I know. Slender HD wasn't right. Yeah, I know.
Who cares? It's a stupid fucking idea.
All right, last question. Is there a game you love but everyone else hated?
Gabe didn't like The Witcher 2.
No, I didn't say that. I just couldn't get into it because it kept crashing.
But everyone else loved The Witcher 2, so that disqualifies my answer.
Despite its crashing.
Yeah, I have, let's see.
Resident Evil 6. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's a good answer for you.
Because I had so much fucking fun with that game, and Devin and Harris and Gabe were so angry that I was having fun with it.
Yep,
I wasn't angry that you were having fun with
it. That's the Devin way. You don't like
it. You guys
games.
Like
I
this?
I don't think Devin was angry at you for
that. How dare you when I was playing
Lollipop Chainsaw, he was giving me all this shit and being like, seriously, you don't like that game. I'm like,
I love this game.
Devin's getting better. He's told me he's trying not to hate, and he's getting better at not hating things.
In fact, progress. Me and Javi still need to beat Resident Evil 6 on the hardest difficulty, but he's hasn't been around.
No.
I'm trying to think if I have a game like that. I'm sure I do.
I mean, I have one that I like a whole lot more than everybody else likes.
Mirror's Edge
2. Don't say Final Fantasy 13, Dylan.
although it is Final Fantasy 13.
Because yeah, you love it.
Yeah, I have 6 hours played in The Witcher 2, and I didn't even get past the first chapter because it's just crashed over and over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my experience with that game.
Actually, that's what I want to see more at E3 is The Witcher 3.
Me and Gabe both liked the Bionic Commando reboot. Not reboot.
Yeah!
Yeah.
You guys are really weird.
The 3D one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just didn't like the dreadlock design.
Well, I played it with the rearmed body.
I didn't.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I didn't, which kind of sucked. But
he still had like a gritty voice.
The grappling hook in that game was perfect.
It was pretty cool. It was, had a steep learning curve, but once you got it, it was pretty rad.
Yeah. If that game played like Spider-Man 2, I would have been all over
grappling
it.
Hooks are like my favorite mechanic in any game. If you have a grappling hook in your game, I'll probably play it. I played Lost Planet.
What it did borrow from Spider-Man 2 is just that sense of speed when you're making your swing. Like every Spider-Man game since 2 like hasn't really done that. Like that the wind sound effect and the blur, the motion blur and all that.
Jumping off a building used to be a rush.
Yeah, and I don't know why nobody can figure out how to recapture that, but Bionic Commando did it pretty well.
Yeah, Bionic Commando sucked once you had to do anything except swing. It had to do with, like, stomping the ground after you swung.
Well, I liked grabbing stuff with my giant bionic arm.
Everything with the arm
and then kicking
was
it
awesome.
With my normal human legs. Like,
no, you didn't
feet.
Have human legs.
What? Yeah, you did.
No, you
didn't. You were a normal guy with robot arm.
No, you had robot legs, too. How do you think you land from all that fucking height?
No.
You didn't have robot legs in that game.
Yeah, like, you have metal legs. I'm pretty sure you got metal legs.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. You have normal fucking legs.
There's no fall damage, though.
I know. It's
a
video game.
Yeah, no shit, Gabe. You're also a guy who has his wife as his arm.
Yeah, your wife is also your arm.
Like...
That's why you don't have fall damage.
Yeah.
You know, you guys really liked, what was that boxing game?
Oh, Real Steel!
Oh, you guys did like Real Steel.
I love that game. Gabe turned on
me.
Oh my
god.
He's like, I'm done with it. I don't like it anymore.
I never did that. We just both stopped. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm putting it on you.
Job
Don't
eye
you put
boy
that
beat
evil.
Me all right. too many times.
Job eye boy.
I can't handle job eye boy. Daddy.
All right, job eye boy.
Dude, we played the shit out of that. That was $10 well spent.
Fucking hell.
No,
you guys
15.
Were the only ones on
that
the
was
online.
Remember, we both spent $5 in order to be able to paint our robots.
Hell yeah, it's worth it.
They were like the only ones in the online, except for like one guy who had like maximum stats.
Because you could buy the stats.
Yeah,
didn't you guys say that you would like
literally
you
pay to win games.
You tried to play online matches and you couldn't find anyone else. You would leave a match and then just get paired up with the same people.
Yep.
And it was always people with like the maximum stats on their robots.
Well, they all had the same robot.
There was like a stat limit for. If you don't spend money, but then in order to get like to the max, like the highest capability, you had to spend like $10 on a robot.
So not only did these people spend $15 and $5 on painting it, but they spent like an extra $10 on having
max stats,
maximum robots.
I have a game that I don't. It wasn't a game that I like loved that everyone else hated. but it was a game that I thought was kind of okay. Was Too Human.
Oh my!
I thought you hated Too Human because of the deaths and shit.
Oh no, I hated that part of it. But the game itself, I thought was kind of okay. Like the gameplay itself and the story was kind of cool. I would have liked to see an improved sequel just to kind of see that story carry on. But yeah, it had some fucking god awful problems to it, and just at the end, it just got bad because the difficulty would ramp way up, and you'd have to watch that death sequence every 30 seconds.
And you're like, disgusting.
Oh yeah, it was that part was
so
bad.
Before you mentioned Too Human, Javi brought up a good one.
Amalur,
you really liked Kingdom of Amalur.
Yeah, but that game wasn't hated though. Like that game was.
It should have been.
That game was pretty fucking well received.
It should have been hated.
Why?
Jesus.
That game was awesome. Fuck.
I bought it on sale, and I feel like I wasted my money. That game is dick.
You're dick.
That game is the blandest fantasy
that game
I've ever played.
That is not dick. You played Dragon. That game was way better than Dragon Age.
It is
way
blander.
Dylan,
no. Much,
said,
much
You should
blander.
Have said, it is... Yes, it's way better than Dragon Age.
It is way better than Dragon Age 2, but Jesus, oh my god, it's as generic as you can possibly get.
But it's not. It's like everything that Fable should have been.
No, Fable was better.
No, it wasn't!
Oh my god, Fable was
god,
better.
No.
I've have never heard Ryan so heated about anything.
It was not. I got so bored, and I have no interest in going any further. I just got to the desert in Amaluminium, and I'm like, what am I doing?
Like, it had a badass combat system, one that I think was way better than
Fable. No, I just mash X, and I win.
Oh, God, no. Oh. Yeah, I mean, you're just gonna have to accept that you're wrong on this one, Dylan.
No, I won't. The game is sucks. No. Fuck you, Kurt Schilling.
Awesome.
Fuck you. I spent $7 on your fucking generic ass MMO that wasn't even an MMO. It's full of fetch quests, just like goddamn every MMO out there, and it's
the game was awesome. You're a dummy.
A game that I actually really loved. That it's a polarizing game. Some people liked it, and then some people straight up just hated it. Was the Prince of Persia reboot?
Fuck you! No, I actually really
liked
that one.
I loved it. Apparently, all four of us are in agreement. I fucking loved Prince of Persia.
I thought it had like a really badass soundtrack too. I fucking loved that game.
Because you like Sigur Rós?
Who?
Me too.
I don't know. I'd always get into the argument, and people would be like, every animation is just canned, and you don't feel like you really have control over what's going on. I'm like, I agree with you to a point, but like the game kind of becomes something else. It becomes kind of almost a rhythm game when it gets like really complicated. And
that game to me was more of art than anything else, and I loved
it. It's a beautiful looking, beautiful sounding, and it played well. I mean, it wasn't like the old Prince
of Persia. Play bad. Yeah. Every time I hear a complaint of this, it's always you can't die.
Yeah, and that's like the dumbest
What's
thing.
What's the difference
you can't
between...
die in any video game. Like,
you
can't die. It's just a disguised checkpoint system.
Yeah.
Just because it
instead,
doesn't say game over doesn't mean it's not the same. Like, oh my god.
Instead of getting red jelly on your face hiding behind the stone.
Remember when Red Jelly played the soundtrack for that Spider-Man game? That was really awesome.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was Green Jelly, but
what?
The band Green Jelly was the soundtrack
N64. Band called Green Jelly.
It was the N64 Spider-Man.
God. Oh man, you really had to fish for the answer to that joke.
Green
Jelly. I thought someone might have remembered that, especially people who love fucking Spider-Man.
We don't know anything about Green Jam.
Yeah, I've never heard.
Because like it was on the box, like music by Green Jelly, and like I guess they were some weird metal band.
Was that Spider-Man 2 Enter Electro?
I don't think so. No, I think it was the one that came with the red cartridge.
The Neversoft one? Just Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think so. I still got it.
How do you not remember any of those details, but you remember Green Jelly?
Because I just remember it was... Because it's a fucking ridiculous name for a band!
Yeah, and I think I would have remembered that.
Everything else is just Spider-Man. All right, cool. Like, I get that. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's about now and yesterday's show that we all started looking at pictures of Paul Giamatti.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that because it was Maximum Carnage on the Sega Genesis. I didn't play that game. I played Spider-Man on the 64.
Well, it wasn't just Genesis though, because I never owned a Genesis.
Well, I googled Green Jelly Spider-Man and everything that came up was Maximum Carnage opening song Green Jelly.
Well, it might have been on N64 also. I don't remember. But it definitely wasn't just a Genesis game. Are you guys looking at Paul Giamatti now?
No! This is what comes up when you Google image search green jelly.
Oh, great.
Okay, that's all the questions.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's all the questions.
Escalation.
Answer the door.
What's happening?
Before we get into Paul Giamatti territory.
It's too late.
We're already there. We're already there. Alt open.
He looks like he's about to fucking fart.
Okay, I gotta save that for the banner. Okay. Oh, Ryan, housekeep. Housekeep now.
Okay, so, hey, Lori, welcome. Come on in. All right, anyway, so if you want to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/GameZeroVER. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Our Twitter is @GameOverNation. Go to iTunes and, you know, subscribe. Go to YouTube, subscribe. Give us a like on Facebook. Do all those things. Follow us on Twitter, etc. And definitely, definitely go Google search Paul Giamatti Rhino.
He'll be the banner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the Astros lost. Finally.
Oh.
So did the Padres.
Hottest team in baseball finally cooled off. Yeah. God, the Astros suck. Alright, so I guess that's it, Javi. Do your thing.
Alright, that was episode 92 of Game Over Nation. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week after E3, and we'll talk about all the shenanigans. Game Over Gons. And I'll be recording live from Dylan's bedroom. Maybe, or he'll be recording.
Sexy.
I don't know. Probably. Maybe. We'll see.
Sex dungeon.
Or we'll record the show from the bayou.
Oh, good man.
The
good
bayou,
man.
Correct. The bayou, correct.
Uh-huh.
Adios.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.